and gentlemen, we present another in the series of air stories of the World War by that ace of all air story writers, George Bruce. George Bruce was a pioneer flyer. He knows flying. He knows the men who represented this country in the air during the World War. His stories are reflections of his own crowded life and the lives of our American flyers in war-torn Europe. We are pleased to announce that Aces Magazine, the pioneer flying story magazine for whom George Bruce writes exclusively, has given us special permission to broadcast these stories. This is the story of two American pursuit pilots, two friends, the giant Richie King, whose muscled hands could bend an iron bar, the big man who seemed afraid of nothing, and little Mark Bourne, the pint-sized scholar who was afraid of himself and worshipped his big flying mate as a hero. The pair are waiting to make their first solo flights on the training school field. A cadet has just ground looped and been killed in the crash. Mark Bourne is terrified.
I'm almost finished with this. Oh, good God, Richie. We're next, you and I'm shaking like a leaf.
Come on, Halfpint. Stiffen your gut. When the instructor calls, just go out there and fly, that's all.
Hey, Richie, aren't you scared a little bit?
Certainly not. Why should I be scared? Hey, you hadn't ought to let this get on your nerves, kid.
Oh, no, no. You're different, Richie. You can see a thing like this and be ice cold. Why, you'll trot out there grinning and cover yourself with glory the first time up. Me, the only thing I'm not afraid of is a book, I guess.
Oh, forget it, kid. You got the brains, haven't you? Brains are just as good as brawn and sometimes better. Take it easy.
I can't. I'm sweating. I'll never be able to fly, Richie. I'll never get that airplane off the ground. My God, the instructor's looking at us. We're going to be next.
Hey, you, King and Bourne, snap into it now. Climb into those crates and steam. Let's see you do better than the last man, or I'll murder you. You get out of your wrecks alive. There better not be another crack up around here this morning.
With you. I've never been so frightened in all my life. I'll never make it.
Come on, Halfpint. I'll see that you get in your cockpit anyhow. I'm flying with you, ain't I? Come on, kid.
Get going now. Up with you. Smash up those training ships and you'll be grounded for good. Snap into it.
Thank the Lord, that's over. We made it, Richie. I never thought I could get my ship over those trees.
I have find it's easy. I told you you'd do it, didn't I? You made the grade. We'll go to France okay. You did fine.
Well, I never would have made it if it hadn't been for you, Richie. Because I watched you climb into your plane grinning, and I somehow felt you were pulling for me. Oh, you've got guts, Richie. You're what I always wanted to be. I'd like you to stick with me.
I'm glad you feel that way about it, kid. I'll ask the CO if he won't move you down to my tent. We'll fly together anyhow.
Oh, gee, that's great. I'll try not to let you down, Richie. You've been a good friend to me.
Forget it, Halfpint. I heard we might leave soon for France. We'll do some flying there.
All right, you new men. You're in France now. Line up over there. You got a job right off. I'm Barlow, leader of A Flight. You're assigned to me. And that's A Flight warming up over there. Better get over and grab a ship. We're taking off in 10 minutes.
Good Lord, Richie, he's setting us up the first thing.
What's that you said, fella?
I was only telling my friend here, well, we're strange here, you know, Captain. We haven't had a chance to get our bearings. It seemed kind of funny going out on duty as soon as we get here.
Yeah, you'll find out there isn't anything funny about it. You gotta break the ice sometime, and the sooner the better. The only way a pursuit pilot can learn to fly is by flying. What does your friend think?
I agree with you, sir. I want to get up. I'd like to get a crack at the Germans right away, sir.
That's the way to talk. However, if the little fellow feels nervous after the long trip up here, well, I'll mark him off as sick.
Oh, no, Captain. Please, I've been looking forward to it. I want to stick with my friend, only, well, I want to go.
Right. Nobody who comes up here and hangs around ever learns to fly. A pursuit pilot only learns after he's been here a month, if he lasts that long. Now, there's your ship. Get to it.
Well, Halfpint, looks like we're off for the dairies at last.
Yeah. Well, here's my ship. Honest, Richie, you're the bravest man I ever knew. Right. Oh, good heavens, Richie. That's blood smeared on the cowling there. The blood of the fellow who flew the ship before me. And I'm taking his place.
Don't look at it, kid. Here's my hand, half pint. Good luck, kid. Lots of it.
Oh, thanks, and good luck to you, Richie. You're the best friend I ever had. I'm scared to death right now, but I'll try to stick with you. Good luck. Out of that. Those two fuckers almost had me, sir. It was queer. It seemed as if the ship suddenly began to fly itself. I heard my guns going, and the fuckers just fell out of sight. Phew, I was scared green. I don't know how I got back.
Listen, kid, you put up a great scrap. I never saw a prettier piece of flying. You're a natural flyer, son.
Oh, no. I'm afraid it was just plain stupid luck, Captain Barlow. I couldn't see a thing. Well, tell me, are all the men back yet?
Oh, no. Jerry's got a couple of us, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, there's Richie King. There's Richie coming down over there.
No, kid. That's not your friend King, I'm afraid.
No? Where is Richie? He was flying near you, Captain. Hey, tell me. Something happened to him? Something happened to Richie? Isn't he coming back?
I'm sorry, Bourne.
He wasn't killed, was he? Oh, no. No, they couldn't have got Richie. Oh, my God. Richie was killed,
no,
huh?
No, kid. Richie wasn't killed. I saw it all. He started to dive with a couple of Jerrys riding his tail. The Jerrys drove him down into their territory and forced him into a landing. I leveled off and saw his ship was all right. A bunch of Germans ran at him just as he climbed out. I'm afraid your pal's been captured, kid. They'll send him to prison.
Prison?
Yeah. There's a stockade at Sawbrook. That's where most of our boys go. Damn sight better than going down in flames.
Yeah, but a prison encampment. It'll kill him, Captain. It'll be worse than dying for Richie. Oh, this is terrible. You see, sir, you didn't know him. There wasn't a man in this outfit as fearless, as good a fighter as Richie King. Oh, they can't keep him in that prison. Hey, look, I'll go after him.
Now, don't go crazy, kid. Your friend
is... No, listen, Captain, please. Tonight, I'll go after him. I'll fly over the line. I can do it. I'll find a way. I can get into a German uniform. I can speak some German. I'll get into that stockade and get Richie out of there if it costs him my life to try it.
Well, you sure got a nerve, Bourne, but nothing doing. You wouldn't have a chance. Don't be foolish. Your pal's in there to stay, and you might as well forget it. I'm sorry.
Oh, who goes there? Oberleutnant Wilhelm Greuner, 11th Yard Staffel, bearing special order from a prison commandant.
At once, Herr Ordner. The order, please.
The prisoner, Lieutenant Richie King, late American 5th Pursuit Squadron, is to be delivered to me for special questioning. Read it for yourself, and do not detain a superior officer longer than necessary, please.
So, we'll find the prisoner in billet number 7. So,
yeah. Enter, Herr Oberleutnant.
The Lieutenant Richie King will please step forward.
What's wanted of me now? Can't you devils ever let a fella sleep? Lieutenant King reporting, sir.
It's me, Richie.
What?
For God's sake, don't look surprised.
What?
And don't talk. There's a sentry right outside.
You? The half-pint? My God.
Yeah, I've come to save you, Richie. I'll get you out of here right now.
Come to save me? My good God, man.
Hey, Richie, this is the greatest moment of my life. When I heard you were captured, I could have died. But I can get you out of this hell, old man. Look, I swiped the plane. The CO refused to let me have it, but I took it anyhow. Then last night I got the chance. When I got over the line, I crashed and the ship burned in no man's land. But I found a dead German officer and I stole his uniform and papers. And the stuff got by. I got away with it, kid. I forged an order to get in here and, well, now I'm going to get you out.
God, boy.
Come on, man. Wake up. We can make it. We can walk right out past that sentry. There's a flying field not far from here. We'll steal a fucker and make a run for it. Don't you get it, old man? I'm going to skate.
Good God, man. Why did you try this? They'll capture us. Sure, they'll shoot us down like rats. You'll be hung for a spy, and I'll get it, too. Oh, with all the damn...
Richie, don't Richie me.
You think I'm going to risk my neck on this crazy game with you? We'll have all of Germany after us. Why, of all...
Richie, my God, you're not afraid.
Afraid? Why, you damn little fool, of course I'm afraid.
What?
You think I want to get murdered in this fool escape? I know when I'm licked. I'm not going to risk my neck again. I did my share, and now I'm taking it easy. They almost shot me to hell and gone on that fight up there. If you think I'm going to be a target for those square heads again...
Well, listen, Richie, I got over the line, didn't I? You can't turn me down.
You can go back alone, then.
I'm not going to risk my life now when I can do a couple of months in this stockade and get free when the war ends. I'm done with it, see? I'll get out of here before the guards get wise. I'm through with this war. Leave me be and go on, beat it. I'd be a fool.
No. I've been a fool. I thought you were about everything a man should be. Why, hell, I've looked up to you as a kid to a brave ideal.
Oh, you and your brave ideals. I know what I'm well off.
Now, listen, Richie. I've risked my life to come over here and get you. And now I find you've gone coward after your first taste of real air fighting. And I thought I was yellow. I thought I'd give my skin in an attempt to save a real man. Well, by God, there's a fucker waiting to be stolen on that field, and I'm going to make the attempt. I came over here after you, and by God, you're going back with me.
You're batty as hell. Leave me alone. Get out.
Quiet. We're both going to walk out of here and pass that guard. We're going to get to that field, and we're going to get that plane. Now, listen, you. There's a Luger pistol in my pocket. If you open your mouth, I'll make one sound, I'll let you have it. I'll get you before they do, and I mean it. Come on, we'll go now. Get into that after cockpit. They've discovered us. Quick, quick. It's our only chance now.
Damn you. You got me into this. There comes the guard.
I know. They're going to chase us. Use that machine gun. Keep them off our tail.
A better man than me.
Wait, hold on, Richie. I'll get you there. Oh, God, I'm sorry, is that you? But you held him off, Richie. Good boy. I'll get you home now. You'll be all right, Richie. You'll be all right now, boy.
He's dead. It was my fault, Captain Barlow. I killed him. I murdered him.
I saw that fight of yours. You dropped four fuckers behind you.
Oh, no. I murdered him. I had to go after him. I got there somehow and brought him back dead. Richie King, my friend, and I got him killed.
Put up a great fight, didn't he? Oh, don't take it badly, son. You couldn't help it. I don't know how you pulled this stunt of yours, but it's the bravest thing I've seen done in this man's war. Your name and his, but they'll go down in history as the greatest fighting names in the air service.
He was a great fighter, Richie was. The bravest of us all.
You'll be listed killed in action. And that's a lot better than rotting in a German prison, Bourne. His name and yours will be something for our boys to aim at, I tell you. The finest pair of fighting men this outfit ever had.
Richie was always a fighter, Captain. I'd like to do something from now on, if you'll let me. I'd like to fly King's assignments as well as my own. You see, I got to figure out a way of taking his place. I owe it to him.
We hope you have enjoyed this dramatized story of George Bruce as much as we have in presenting it. Every month, there is a feature story in Aces Magazine by this great flying air story writer, and your news dealer will be happy to supply you.